countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
This week, the annual Georgina Campbell Awards were announced, recognising excellence in food and hospitality. One of the winners of a gong for Person of the Year in the Community Awards category is Claire Nash of Nash 19 Restaurant and Food Shop in Cork, and she's on the line. Congratulations, Claire. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
What does this an award like this mean to a business like yours after what you've gone through over the last 18 months?
Oh my God, it just came out of the blue to us, really. We hadn't expected anything. You know, your eyes just on what you're doing at the minute and getting back to some class of normality. The new season rocking on, kids gone back, students back in the city strongly, you know, the new work structure or whatever they're calling it. And the city seems to be getting back to a sense of something changing and something that we all love to do.
Yeah.
And then out of the blue, I get Person of the Year Award, Community Award from Georgina Campbell. We have worked very hard to just get back, essentially, me and my team. We've been, since the second lockdown, we had a bit of fun, really. We were putting out or getting together a new wine list, going meeting our producers. And, yeah, it was nice to get, you know, it's nice to be recognised. It's nice for the street, for my team, for the city. And just where we trade, we're very lucky, really. And that's, I suppose, why I got it, you know.
Now, from general observation and hearing from others, people seem to be making up for lost time and eating out. What trend are you experiencing? Are you busy?
Oh, very much so. We just had Culture Night last night, which is always a great sense of community and spirit in Cork City, albeit the English market didn't open. But we have a very nice little gallery at the back of our restaurant, Sternview Gallery. So all the centres of arts were open last night. Lots of people came in, buzzed around, and lots of people booked dinner. The restaurant's very busy in the morning, evening, and right through dinners. Mm. You know, we've expected that it's going to fall off. Maybe Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, we see that. But it's a gorgeous morning this morning. Now, the city has been very busy all week. And, you know, we can just take one week at a time, really, which is what we're doing.
Now, what are you hearing from your colleagues? Is it tough recruiting staff?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's very tough recruiting them. And what I'm finding now is those that have been with me since right through COVID, you know, a couple of them are at breaking point. We're going to close, actually, for a holiday. You'd say, watch, you're closing. You've only reopened. But, you know, we have to mind the teams we have now. We have to be very mindful of what they've gone through. You know, we found it difficult, but right down along the ranks, they've all found it very difficult. We have a lot of people from overseas. Some of them have gone back, which has been highlighted right through the week, and we're waiting for the language students to come back in. The students will get their rosters and schedules now, and they'll settle down to coming back into us, we hope. But our core team, who are hospitality-driven, passionate about what they do, you know, you hang on to them. You really have to with both hands. It's just a different dawning. It's a new way, the art of restaurateurship. Mm. We're worried that that's going to be lost. So those of us that are in it for, the, you know, a long time, I suppose we're trying to draw on any reserve and tools we have now and see where we get with it.
And have costs gone up?
Oh, costs have really gone up, yeah. I mean, you hear all your producers there. Like somebody said earlier on there that, you know, they were not paying enough for food. Like when I watch my growers and what they send in, you know, they're really not charging enough. And I know that a lot of my colleagues will say, what is she talking about? But they're not charging enough for the reverence and the passion and the quality of what they're sending in to us. We're lucky enough to trade near the English market, but we've so many farmers and growers around us. But the basic cost of food, raw materials, packaging is just gone sky high. It's probably gone 20-30% up. And then obviously wages is another factor that, you know, like it's after increasing by 20-30%, and that's what they're all demanding and that's what they deserve.
Yeah.
So I suppose the next phase now is going to be, you know, price increases. Will the customer tolerate it when all the WSS and everything is pulled back from us? Our working model is going to be very different. But sure, that's the challenge. That's what we're doing it for, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Claire, congratulations, as I said again. It's a great award. Just one final question briefly. Mm-hmm. Is the COVID pass thing a good thing or a bit of a pain?
It's a good thing because I think that people want to realise that they're going into a safe house.
Yeah.
We have, you know, Eat on the Street, which we're lucky to have. We've a lot of seats outside, and they've, and, you know, they're covered, they're heated, it's working beautifully on Princes Street. But those that want to come indoors, and obviously it's going to start increasing, they want to come in and know that everybody's checked. The COVID pass delays you, but it calms people right. down as well. You know, it's just another art of trade.
Well, yeah. Listen, as I said, well done. Congratulations. Thanks very much for joining us, Claire. And the very best of luck in the coming months to you and all the other traders there in Cork. Thanks a million. All right. Bye-bye, Claire.